Trump to meet with Netanyahu following Iran strikes amid ceasefire talks. President Donald Trump is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on the evening of July 7, following strikes on Iran's nuclear program and as the United States seeks to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. This meeting between Trump and Netanyahu is the third in a year and will consist of a dinner between the two leaders. There are no other scheduled events, such as a joint press conference, on the public agenda. The United States launched strikes on the Iranian nuclear sites at Fordow, Esfahan, and Natanz. Fordow is underground and therefore required B-2 planes and bombs that only the United States had. The strikes led to a complete and total obliteration of Iran's nuclear program, said Trump. Following this, the United States brokered a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Meanwhile, the United States has looked to accomplish a ceasefire to the fighting in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, which Trump told reporters on July 6 is close. We are working to achieve this deal that is being talked about, Netanyahu told reporters before leaving Israel on July 6. He said that Trump can definitely help advance this outcome, which we all hope for. There are believed to be more than 50 hostages remaining in Gaza. Additionally, Trump and Netanyahu are looking to expand the Abraham Accords, according to the Israeli Prime Minister. The Abraham Accords, brokered by Trump in 2020, include the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco normalizing ties with Israel. The opportunity to expand the circle of peace far beyond what we could have imagined before, Netanyahu said. Following his meeting with Trump, Netanyahu is expected to meet with Vice President J.D. Vance and members of Congress, such as House Speaker Mike Johnson. Trump has been overall supportive of Netanyahu, going as far as weighing in on the corruption trial against the Israeli leader. It is terrible what they are doing in Israel to Bibi Netanyahu. He is a war hero and a prime minister who did a fabulous job working with the United States to bring great success in getting rid of the dangerous nuclear threat in Iran. Importantly, he is right now in the process of negotiating a deal with Hamas, which will include getting the hostages back, Trump wrote on Truth Social on June 28. It is a political witch hunt, very similar to the witch hunt that I was forced to endure. This travesty of justice will interfere with both Iran and Hamas negotiations. Netanyahu expressed appreciation for the post. Thank you again at Real Donald Trump. Together, we will make the Middle East great again, Netanyahu wrote in a post on social media platform X on June 29.